The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
God knows you. It will change your life when you get a good grasp on the reality that God knows you. He really, really knows you, intimately. He knows all about you. That secret sin that you think is okay since it doesn't really affect anyone, well, he knows all about that. We cannot hide from God. Hebrews chapter 4, nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before his eyes, and he is the one to whom we are accountable. And before you get all freaked out about that fact, you can be at peace about it if you're a born-again Christian. The Bible states the reality that old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. And all of this is a gift from God who brought us back to himself through Christ. When you trust God to save you, he saves you from the penalty of sin. And God tells us that we should not take that for granted and continue sinning because, well, after all, we don't have any penalty. Well, Romans chapter 6. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? And we know that we are forgiven, but sin still has its consequences. Some leave pretty deep scars on our lives, emotionally, and in some cases, scars on our bodies. Galatians 6, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Be at peace, knowing that, yes, God knows all about you, and he still loves you, unconditionally. We're saved by his grace, not by our works, Ephesians chapter 2. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. And hath raised us up together, and made us sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us, through Christ Jesus. For by grace you are saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. From Ephesians, the first chapter, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. And since he knows every detail of our lives, he knows all our needs and will meet every one of them. Philippians chapter 4. At the moment, Paul said, I have all I need and more. I'm generously supplied with the gifts you sent me with Epaphroditus. They are a sweet-smelling sacrifice that is acceptable and pleasing to God. And the same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. Now, all glory to God our Father forever and ever. Amen. From 1 Peter, God the Father knew you and chose you long ago, and his Spirit has made you holy. As a result, you have obeyed him and have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. May God give you more and more grace and peace. Friend, as you accept the reality that God knows everything about you, and the more you understand about his love, the easier it will be for you to walk through this life with peace of mind. As Christians, we can all enjoy his unspeakable joy and be excited about every day as he leads us until we see him face to face someday soon.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.